Full motion.
Now we're going to go for our final statements from our speakers on the panel, summing up speeches to be made seated and to last no longer than 2 minutes. In fact, do you know what, all four of you? If you could just kind of keep them really tight, if you can get them down to less than 2 minutes, I would be grateful. We're going to go in reverse order, so Mehdi, you first.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you still haven't voted, I want you to think of two groups of people when you are voting, for whom opposing this crude, cynical motion is so important, so crucial, so personal. The first group, of course, are the Palestinians. Because if you vote for the motion tonight, you're saying, despite Melanie and Einat's best attempts to try and play this, it's ideology versus adherence, you're saying we all have to be Zionists. Otherwise, we're racists, we're bigots, we're anti-Semites. Which, look, wouldn't be the end of the world for me. Fine, I'll be a Zionist if you want me to be a Zionist. I mean, I once almost voted Lib Dem. I'm okay with labels. But to ask the Palestinians to just not just accept their dispossession, their ethnic cleansing, their ongoing occupation, but to also call themselves Zionists or else is outrageous. You can't ask Palestinians to be Zionists. You just can't. And by the way, if they say it's racist to oppose Zionism, well, it's racist to ask Palestinians not to oppose their own occupiers. And look, if you don't care about the Palestinians, still vote against the motion tonight, because there's another group of people you'll be throwing under the bus if you vote for this motion, anti-Zionist Jews. And you risk throwing all these people under the bus, Jews who oppose Zionism in good faith. We haven't talked about that today. Not once did the proposition acknowledge that we might have good reasons for our views, that we're not all trying to hide behind, what was it Einat said? The shiny respectability of the new anti-Semitism. Don't tar all those people who are fighting for human rights, who are fighting in good faith, as racists, as self-hating Jews, as anti-Semites, for the sake of a political ideology. Don't do it. Don't do it. Whatever your views on Israel-Palestine, vote with the opposition tonight against this ludicrous, dishonest, offensive motion.
Einat, now your closing statement for the motion.
I doubt there's a lot of good faith here. And I have to say, if Zionists such as myself can support Palestinian self-determination, I see no reason why the reverse should not be also asked. But I want to take us and use this opportunity to go back to the fundamentals and to the big picture. A reminder about what is actually going on in the mechanism. Remember, step one is the Zionists are designated as a collective group which happens to coincide with the group previously known as Semites and Jews. Step two, they are then ascribed the most loathsome qualities of our time. Step three, it is done by appealing to the greatest authority of the era. Step four, and this is where we are now, they are slowly subject to a process designed to strip them of their defenses. But we were told today and are asked to believe that this time the Jews, the Zionists, are truly to blame. Germans and Europeans too sincerely believe that Jews, the Semites, were truly to blame. But we now know that anti-Semitism arose from a deep crisis in the society doing the blaming. After all, these templates and ways of thinking about my people have been around for millennia. Yet they become particularly useful in times of crisis. And we are indeed again a species in crisis. Technology questions our very intelligence and humanity. Extreme weather undermines our confidence in our control. Inequality undermines our ideal progress. Our leaders, or lack thereof, leave us feeling bereft of a sense there's a steady hand at the helm. And at times of crisis, we desperately crave certainty. And there are few greater certainties in this world to grab on than that the Jews are to blame. As a society, we can emerge from our crisis, but only if we ask ourselves, how can we all do better rather than who is to blame? And I believe we can all indeed do better. Thank you.
Thank you. William Pappy.
We heard a lot about the Zionist ideology and the idea that the land of Palestine is the land of Israel. Always when you hear it, think about someone coming to you the dead of night in London and tells you, I used to live in your house 2,000 years ago, and because of that, the house belongs to me. And the next day, they come with the police And the next day they come with the police who says they have a right, you have to give them half of their house. Zionism was a settler colonialist movement that was running away from persecution, but it wanted as much of Palestine as possible with as few Palestinians in it as possible. This was the aim of Zionism in the late 19th century. This is the aim of Zionism today. We are all entitled to go through the same process that happened in South Africa. We are entitled, as Jews and as Palestinians, to live in one
Hi, y'all. This is Chardon Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drumbeat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Midnight oozing out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the house of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when B.B. got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Portson Session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Pittsburgh, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. Streaming online at WRCT.org and WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul coming your way right away. We're going to have a great time tonight. Looking forward to playing some great new music and a whole lot of great requests. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by RemasterMedia.com. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Well, RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. RemasterMedia.com joins you in supporting WRCT, where thousands have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com and make it sound amazing. RemasterMedia.com, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So let's get right to it. Let's go back to 1973 with the incredible Simon Stokes. This is Black Whip Thrill Band.
Of radical coming into town wearing all black leather. I'm in that time, man. 'Cause I am the leader of the Black Whip Thrill Band. Teach you how to whisper, teach you how to shout. The night time's over, I'm sure that you will understand what it means to be loved by the Black Whip Thrill Band. 3 o'clock in the morning, you lie alone in bed, feel my fingers creeping, honey, up inside your head. You cry out in the darkness. Oh, good God, you understand what it means to be loved by the Black Whip Thrill Band. Slithering, honey, up inside your head.
it hurts. I'm so happy it hurts. I'm so glad it's outrageous. I'm so happy it hurts. That stupid grin on my face must be some kind of curse. You know you smell on me, baby. I'm so happy it hurts. Sunshine, there ain't no more rain. Step on the gas and forget all the pain. Let it go. Out on the open road. Rocky Mountains in the rearview there. I can't wait till I get there. Alright, I'm gonna drive all night. Been around the world, there ain't much I miss, but I ain't felt nothing like this. I'm so happy it hurts. Contagious.
got new music from a Beatle in 2021. From his latest EP, this is Ringo Starr, Coming Undone.
Coming undone. Coming undone. What can you do when you're coming undone? You can go to a movie, take a walk in the park, take a pill.
That's Ringo Starr from his latest release, Change the World, off a four-track EP on 10-inch vinyl. Boy, a lot of fun to play that. New from the great Beatles drummer in 2021. How great is that? Coming Undone. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We start tonight's show off with a Terry Lee classic. If you grew up in Pittsburgh in the 70s and on, well, you heard that track. That was Simon Stokes with the Black Whip Thrill Band. Tough, tough find on vinyl. The latest from Brian Adams, So Happy It Hurts. I saw a couple weeks ago that Brian came down with COVID-19 for a second time, was hospitalized even though he was fully vaccinated. Hope he's doing well. Our prayers go out to him. Latest from Brian Adams, So Happy It Hurts. Back in 2004, the Raspberries, talking about Eric Carmen and the boys, got back together for a little mini tour, and that was a recording from that tour. Live Raspberries with Tonight. So it's Christmas time, and we got to play some Christmas rock and roll for you. Earlier this week, REO Speedwagon cruised into the Palace Theater. I missed the show. If you were there, send me an email at wrct@ericjacksonlurie.com. I want to hear all about it. Was it a great show? Knowing those guys, I bet it was. Well, a few years ago, they released a Christmas album called Not So Silent Night. Here's REO Speedwagon with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, 88.3 FM.
Our Savior was born on Christmas Day. Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, it's the Mockster, and do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, guess what? I got myself an attorney. Not just any attorney. I got myself a rockin' attorney. You know him. His name's Eric Jackson Lurie, and you are currently listening to his radio program, Courts in Session. Oh, and speaking of radio programs, if you feel like it, you could listen to mine, Viva La Mock. It's Fridays at 9, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Stop her swinging as far as she can.
That's a birthday dedication going out to Bob in Beachview. Happy birthday, Bob. Wish you many, many more. What a great choice. That was live Linda Ronstadt from her album Live in Hollywood with Just One Look, going back to 1980. Before that, Cheap Trick lead singer Robin Zander. And you know that voice. He recorded one solo album, and that was the track Reactionary Girl. What a great song that was. Nazareth, going back to 1981 from one of their last U.S. charting hits. That was Holiday. And we opened it all up with a song about an upcoming holiday, REO Speedwagon from their Christmas album. That was God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. So if you'd like to get a request on Courts in Session, it's easy. All you got to do is email me here at the station at wrct@ericjacksonlurie.com. Got to spell my name right to get that email to go through to me. Or if you're on Instagram and you follow me, you can direct message me at Eric Jackson Lurie. Tell me what you want to hear. Christmas season, I'm ready for Christmas rock and roll, country and soul on the airwaves, so don't be afraid to shoot out those Christmas requests. So this past week, we had a new Record Store Day release from Smith Coatson, and it's a good one. It's a four-track EP on vinyl, and you know we love playing vinyl here in Courts in Session. Check this track out. This is called Better Days.
Time that you made. All rise. This is Steve Wynn. You're listening to Courts in Session on WRCT in Pittsburgh. Now, where's my gavel?
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. We stream online at WRCT.org. So if you are outside of the burg and you're missing WRCT, have no fear. Go online on your cell phone, go online on your computer, and you can catch Courts in Session every night, every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. You just heard Steve Wynn. From his box set, Decade, that song was called Nothing But the Shell. I mentioned a couple months ago, I was invited by the Mockster here at WRCT to join him for a solo acoustic Steve Wynn show. Had a great time, great show, but it was an odd night because I had never been to a show where someone in the crowd was harmonizing, and that someone was the Mockster. But great voice. He's got a pretty voice, and he can harmonize, and he treated me to a concert along with Steve Wynn. Talking about the Mockster and his show, talking Viva La Mock Friday nights from 9 to 1 a.m. Check it out. He's got great stuff. Everything from indie rock, power pop, punk, rock and roll, country, One of the reasons he's been on the air for 22 years is because it's a terrific show. Fridays at 9, and if you're out and about Fridays, not near the radio, you can check the encore of his show, The Repeat, on Tuesdays at 5. Viva La Mock, right here on WRCT. So that set of music before Steve Wynn, you heard Tommy Neal with Going to a Happening. Girls, get your mini skirts and wig hats on. Boy, was that a different time. Molly Hatchet from their Greatest Hits album. A couple new tracks on that Greatest Hits, one of them being Ragtop Deluxe, one of the last recordings from the late, great Danny Joe Brown. Rest in peace. And we open it up with new music from Smith Coatson. They just released a 4-song EP on vinyl. The EP is called Better Days, and that was the track you heard. So I got a message from Cleopatra Records that they've unearthed an instrumental from guitar great Leslie West, a Christmas instrumental. Check this out. This is his version of Silent Night he recorded before he passed. Let's pull out our air guitars, pretend Leslie's still with us. Give this a listen. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
gonna play without an ace in his deck.
Rock, soldiers, come.